The latest developments are highly relevant now that we're talking about demining in Ukraine. It's a fairly traditional war. Everybody in demining knows how to deal with these issues, but the problem is the scale of the problem and the urgency. For instance, in terms of agriculture, about 30% of the arable land is no longer useful, so there is a tremendous pressure to get to work fast. But demining and doing things fast is somehow on opposed extremes. We have to do things with very high quality, but we have a tremendous pressure to deliver results fast.
We hear a lot about AI, artificial intelligence, these days. Might it be useful for demining and helping countries most in need?
Further down the road, yes. Let's say the fundamentals of demining have remained unchanged in the last 10 years. The main work is still done by human deminers using metal detectors. But the human deminer can work faster and more efficient in some circumstances by using either dogs or machines. And of course, we hear a lot about new technology that should speed up the entire process. And we ourselves have been working with new sensors, drones for more than 10 years. But it's still a promise for the future. So while, for instance, drones with sensors can provide maps with additional information, that's all very interesting. But at this stage, drones and all the sensors haven't made the work really faster. Because at the end of the day, whatever you see with your drone, a deminer will still have to walk up to where the threat is and to eliminate it. So again, AI is unfortunately not the response for this year and next year, but it's a promise for the future.
Given this reality, could you give us simply a few numbers? How long does it take to clear 1 hectare of flat farmland, and how much does it cost?
To answer the questions, you need to understand the process. When deminers are faced with a problem, the deminers usually pass by a process that is called non-technical surveys. So that's step number one. So this step is extremely important because usually you can discredit the land and right away give it back for usage. But once you confirm that it's a confirmed hazardous area that needs to be cleared, well, it will be typically marked, sealed off, and then it has to wait for the day where a demining team has the time to come and sort it out. If there are hectares and hectares, then of course it is very handy, for instance, to use machines. If the machines produce an explosion, that means there are landmines, so the machine will stop and the manual demining will start. So that's why the question, how much will it cost, is immediately a question of how much of this resource you need and how much time it will take.
You are one of the organizations specialized in mine clearance that operates in Ukraine. Ukraine is one of the main breadbaskets in Europe, and this is spring, a season to plant crops. What are the farmers facing in their farmland in liberated areas?
Well, it's absolutely terrifying. I have been visiting Ukraine about a month ago. Farmers are desperate because imagine there are those fields and then you have craters here, craters there, and the farmer needs to survive. So they drive their tractors around these craters and hope nothing is going to happen. And if you follow it up on the media, you see accidents after accidents happen. I have heard of farmers in despair that build their own demining equipment. They sometimes armor up their tractor and hope it will withstand the blow of an anti-tank landmine. The situation is really desperate. And I understand those farmers. They need to make a living. And currently the capacity that is available to clear farmland is just totally insufficient given the size of the problem. So we at FSD, we are partnering with FAO and with WFP. And we have been gearing up for the last 2 months, but it takes time to create the clearance capacity. We need to recruit staff from the regions. We need to train them up. We need to bring all the equipment in. And it all takes weeks and months until this capacity comes to fruition. Now we are at the stage where we are getting into the non-technical survey and the clearance process in Kharkiv Oblast. But this has taken us almost 3 months of preparation. And then we are only at the start. How long will it take us to clear an entire oblast? Well, I don't think it will be done by the end of the year. So even if you mobilize more deminers and do what you can, it's a task that will take years. So the only way to get maximum benefit out of this is to prioritize the task, to really focus on the most important first. But it's a huge task, and currently there is no way to do it very quickly.
Regarding the machines that you use to clear mine, they trigger the explosion. What is the risk for the soil? What's the impact on the environment, and particularly on the farm soil, for the safety of crops and ultimately food?
These machines are typically very heavy tillers or flails, like small tanks, you can imagine, remote control. The large one is 25 tons. So by all means, these machines are not good for the ground at all. They increase a lot of pressure on the ground and the soil risks of being compacted. Also, when they turn the tiller or the flail on, of course, they destroy any vegetation that there might be. The machines are not great for the soil. It's just a fast way of checking whether there is any mines left. Demining machines, maybe they are a little bit overhyped currently, especially in the context of Ukraine. There are dozens of machines arriving, but there is not enough capacity in the country of experienced deminers who know how to work with demining machines. To do it properly, there is a very limited capacity. So yes, machine will be of use, but yes, they will not be great for the soil. I don't think farmers will think it's a great idea to have these machines. And demining machines even themselves go through the bottleneck of not enough capacity to run them.